to eating, go to working, go to shopping, the mind go around, come back. Energy, power. The practice to know energy, power. We talk about the anatta, non-self.
Non-self.
Non-self. Clearly, okay. Clean up.
All right.
Talk about it again, again.
Again.
Yeah.
Good.
Sure.
Was thinking about anatta, the Pali word for not self, and was thinking sometimes people thinking of it as no self, that we have no self. But I find that that thought hard to grasp. What do you mean there's no self? And that is hard for me to think about, but I when I think of things having non-self, not self, there is I understand it as there is none of ourselves in any of this. There is this is not our building. We can look at this building and say, oh, I'm worried that the pipes will freeze and we will be unhappy about, we create unhappiness in ourselves by bringing something of attaching ourselves to anything, this building, our car. We, when we think of the car we drive and think of it as my car, then have worries about, oh, will it break? Will it get hit by a deer? So things don't have anything of ourselves in them. We look outside at nature, and if we own a home, we look outside and say, oh, that's my tree out there. And instead of just knowing the very essence of that tree, it's, we start to think, oh, that tree needs a little bit of work. It doesn't look so healthy to me. We create thoughts and karma around this tree. We think we have to do something for this tree. But we don't actually see the tree for what it is. It's just a tree. It's not our tree. It's just nature. And if if we can learn to lose our attachments to thinking about everything as belonging to us, then we create a certain amount of peace of mind about things, looking at the process of nature. We don't have to worry so much about everything going exactly like we want it to go. Things just are always in the process of change, and if the basis of our good mental health is to be okay with whatever comes along, that's what we're trying to do, is just to be okay with whatever changes there are. And the basis of dissatisfaction or dissatisfaction, I guess, is another word for suffering. We don't accept how things are. We wish it was warmer. We wish it was cheaper. We wish it was something other than it is. Our desires, our wishes. And I guess what we're trying to do is to come to a place where we can be okay with everything as it is. And meditation is a wonderful way to do that. We can just notice a thought come up and say, oh, that's just a thought. I can be okay with that. It'll go away in a moment if I let it. If I hang on to it, it'll give me all kinds of problems. But if I just let it be, let it go on its way, then everything is just fine. So I don't know if I connected everything to anatta or no self, but I gave it a shot.
What did it mean?
I gave it a shot.
Okay, good. To be okay.
Yeah.
To be good. To be well. To be aware. To be let them go.
Yes.
Yeah. Not out of control. Let them go. It, the kahi didi. Beer? Deer?
Deer, yeah.
Let them go. Go away. If the deer die, that's okay. Me too. Maybe.
I have a question.
Hmm.
Okay. I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Because in the meditation, when we just are aware of this moment,
mm-hmm.
and not the next moment.
Yeah.
And not the past moment.
Yeah.
But just here, there is one thing that is always present with that, that is the awareness, or that's the mind that keeps
going.
Moment, next moment, next moment.
Yeah,
next
yeah, moment. Yeah, continue.
Yes.
Yeah, the same. We are walking. Yeah, you're walking. no sate. Walking, walking, walking. The same. Yeah. Moving, yeah. Moving, continue.
So the mind is, the awareness seems.
The mind order too, order and moving. The mind order. Come here, come
go there.
Yeah, yeah. Mind control. Mind control the body. Step, 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 step by step. But sometimes it's a mind, not control, not knowing. What's it? That's your goal.
But that's what we think of as self.
Self?
Self that observes, that looks, that follows, that says here, now it's there, now it's there. And it's constantly looking at it, it's constantly aware of it. And so I feel that self is very permanent, it's very, I'm very stuck with it.
Yeah, the body itself, self.
But not mind.
Mind, I don't know. Don't go anywhere. Come on. Self is anatta itself. But in the body, self, body. Yeah.
So is here.
Yeah,
in
self.
In the present moment.
Present. Self. Itself. So. But this is my thinking. I don't see. Yeah.
The body's gonna do what it's gonna do. It's gonna live, it's gonna get sick, it's gonna decay, it's gonna die.
The body,
The mind, if you keep it aware and present and calm and peaceful with no negative thoughts, the mind will continue beyond the body.
Yeah.
That is beyond the self. Self is part of the body. That's the self. You just said self. This is self. But if you don't look at the self, you look beyond the self, and the mind continues without the self, without the attachment of the self. No? Trying to understand.
Yeah, the body itself.
The self, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, you can go shopping by body.
Where the body takes you, it's the vehicle to take you.
No, by the mind.
Yeah.
Shopping in the sleep well in at night. Dreaming.
Right.
Shopping. Come on. What shopping? My car. Where my car? That's him. Hold on.
Agenda. So we are here. The mind is connected to the body because the body is the vehicle to take us to places so the mind can experience.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
It's an experience that we're going through.
Yeah.
And that experience is what we're accumulating. We're accumulating experiences through experiences. We accumulate wisdom. With wisdom, we accumulate understanding. And we understand the bigger picture of what is. Yes?
Yeah, it's a mind. My control, my wisdom. Nobody.
I know.
Yeah.
I think, I think, yes.
Wisdom by the mind. Knowing by the mind. Seeing the Buddha by the mind. Wisdom. Free to go, free from suffering. The body is a suffering.
Body is suffering.
Suffering. But we are dreaming, we are sleeping is it well. No come, no go. no knowing. Oh, I know it. For awake, okay. The back not good. Exercise. Moving. The body relaxing. Come on. Okay.
It's good.
Let them go, let them go.
Let them go. Thank you, Ajanda. Thank you, John.